Center Wellington, an integrity commissioner, has determined a code of conduct complaint made last December against Mayor Sean Waters is unfounded. According to a 12-page report coming to Center Wellington Council for approval next week, the complaint said Waters had violated the township's Code of Conduct and Municipal Conflict of Interest Act, MCIA. When discussing a report on short-term rentals at a council meeting on September 30, 2024, that September report recommended council receive the draft STR bylaw for information before referring the document to the Economic Prosperity and Growth Advisory Committee and posting it on ConnectCW for additional feedback. Both the application and complaint allege Waters should have declared a pecuniary interest during the discussion since he is a director and part owner of the company that runs Riverfest Allura, and his involvement could directly impact the profitability of future Riverfest Festival business along with his partners' interests. It also alleged Waters should have declared a pecuniary interest because he has a family member employed by the company before saying any council member directly involved in the township's tourism industry should remove themselves from any discussions concerning STRs. Waters refuted the allegations in a brief statement not included in the report. While Waters is a part owner of the company, the report said there is no reasonable basis to conclude the report being sent for further consideration would result in any financial implication for Waters or the company, since the vote was not for the implementation of the yet-to-be-drafted future licensing bylaw, which itself would not give rise to any pecuniary interest. The complaint about a family member's involvement with the company was unfounded for the same reason. Even if there was a pecuniary interest, the report said the MCIA's clause that allows exceptions for remote or insignificant pecuniary interests would apply, since Waters, as an experienced council member, acted in good faith and has been vigilant in declaring past pecuniary interests. Not to mention the matter is of broad concern for residents, and the meeting's vote was for additional feedback. Regarding Waters allegedly influencing staff decisions and recommendations respecting a matter in which he has a pecuniary interest, the report said this was purely speculative, and there is no evidence to support the claim, since Waters hardly spoke during the discussion and behaved in a manner consistent with his role. In January, Waters was cleared of another code of conflict complaint that alleged he contravened the code of conduct due to a June open house volunteer recruitment event which showed opportunities for volunteering with Riverfest. The full report is available here. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.